getting into next hour.
Have your phones ready. Please call in. We want to hear from you on this.
Melissa, that's exactly where I wanted to wrap.
Nice.
Yep. Get ready to call up next hour, everybody. We want to hear from you. We want you to call up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown. Wait a minute. I'm doing this already?
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Reality is difficult to accept in Tennessee, where devastating tornadoes ripped through over the weekend, killing at least six people, among them a mother and her two-year-old, who lived next door to Wanda McLemore in Madison.
I said, did they find the baby? And they said, yes, they couldn't find it because she was holding it, covering it, protecting me.
Our respondent Manuel Bojorquez is in Nashville.
Tanya Osborne says she's lucky she wasn't home when her house was hit.
I would have been in the closet that's now been sucked out.
Now, she's left with very little.
My whole life has been reduced to several garbage bags and what I can get in them and what I could salvage.
The local utility says it could be weeks before power is restored. The same system spawned torrential rain in the Northeast. A targeted Israeli airstrike has blown up a home in Khan Yunis, the biggest hospital in southern Gaza, now overflowing with dead and injured Palestinians. Correspondent Rami Innocencio reports from Tel Aviv.
The UN now says 90% of Gaza's population has been displaced. Nearly 2 million men, women, and children, nearly all going without food for days. Half of those are starving, says the World Food Program.
The suffering of the children in Gaza is unmatched.
A protest at the University of Pennsylvania, where President Liz McGill resigned amid outrage over her testimony on Capitol Hill on anti-Semitism on campus.
So spread the word. It's not just those of us who are all around the country, and every single one of them.
Demonstrators calling for the presidents of Harvard and MIT to step down as well. Three employees at an Oakland, California coffee shop have been fired for blocking a Jewish woman from using a bathroom after the video went viral.
I want to go into the restroom.
I do need you to leave.
I know Israel loves taking private property and saying it's their own, but we got to head.
You're not going to let me
go
into the restroom?
So I need you to leave.
Barley's co-owners call the ex-workers' behavior shocking and unacceptable. An American service member goes on trial in the UK today. CBS's Vicky Barker is in London.
Airman First Class Michaela Hayes has been charged with causing death by dangerous driving here in Britain over the collision death of a 33-year-old motorcyclist in August 2022. She's pleaded not guilty. If convicted, she could face up to 5 years.
The LA film critics have weighed in on this year's movie crop. They've awarded top prize to Auschwitz drama Zone of Interest. The Golden Globe nominations will be announced this hour. S&P futures are down 3. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he'll veto any attempt to do away with the State Elections Commission. He tells up front on WISN-TV he would never agree to a Republican bill to shift the powers of the agency to the Secretary of State. Evers says the Wisconsin Elections Commission does a good job and has a good leader. Many Republicans have been unhappy with the Elections Commission since Donald Trump lost the 2020 presidential election. They're calling it the largest pro-Palestine march in the history of Wisconsin. Hundreds of people from around the state came to the Capitol Square in Madison Saturday afternoon. They advocated for a ceasefire and to let Palestinians know they have support around the world. The Wisconsin Coalition for Justice in Palestine put on the event, representing more than 50 organizations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices fell almost 10 cents last week. The average across Wisconsin is $2.81 per gallon today. This is over 27 cents lower than a month ago, but only 2.2 cents lower than this time last year. Prices have continued to decline for three straight months. Demand has slacked off as we head into the prime of the holiday season. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said motorists are getting substantial relief at the pump in time for the holidays. He said the good news may continue into 2024. Gas prices in Wisconsin Rapids today range from $2.67 to $2.76. The Holiday Health Resource Fair is this Friday in Wisconsin Rapids. On December 15th, from 3 to 7, you can find out about free or low-cost health resources in the area at the Mid-State Gym. Get your flu shot, free food and drinks, and a photo with Santa Claus. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 32 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, southwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 22. Tomorrow, high of 28. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope you're feeling good. We're certainly going to try to help. We're here to get your day started. Genuinely fun. Yes, serious comedy to start your day. That's what we do around here. Seth, Melissa, and James hanging out with you this next hour. Thanks so much for joining us. Got good things to get to. Some entertainment news around the corner. Also going to touch on that ain't right story or two. Got some local good stories of the day we want to get to. But it's a Monday morning in the 9 o'clock. You know how what we do.
Tell me something good.
Hello and welcome to The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, our show within a show that uplifts the spirit and tantalizes the taste buds.
Hold up a minute. That's a great opening, Melissa, but before we dive into the show, Seth is looking a little, I don't mean to be mean, but you're looking a little down, my friend.
Oh, I'm sure he's fine.
Well, actually, James, can I talk to you for a minute?
Of course. It's a talk show, brother.
I mean, privately, in your supervisory position.
Oh, yes.
Without Melissa.
Melissa, could you give us the room?
You got it.
Thank you, yes. I know we physically have the room since we're not you're not here with us, but could you give us a moment, maybe?
Oh, sure thing.
Take your headphones off, please.
Seriously?
Yeah.
But this is my segment.
I realize that, but we just need a moment, Melissa.
Fine.
Thank you. Melissa, are you there? Okay, good. No, all right. So what's up, man?
I'm not one to complain, but I'm really not happy with the part she's making me play today. Why do I always have to play the grumpy grouch? You know me, I'm not really like that.
That's true, and I've seen it play out here several times, but we did give her this segment and pretty much free rein to do as she pleases within reason.
Well, that's the thing. It's beyond reason that I get picked on all the time. Today, I want to be happy. I woke up this morning in the best mood ever, and this is just bringing me down.
I hear you. You know, I've got your back, all right? I have a plan. Melissa? Mel? Melissa?
How do we get her back now?
Oh, boy. Hold on. I'll text her. Let me see. Okay.
About time, you guys. What was so important that you had to interrupt my segment and have a meeting? Don't we have enough of those every other day of the week? Seriously.
It's a fair point.
It's the time of year. I want to be happy. Yeah. I don't want to be grumpy. I don't want to be grumpy anymore.
Okay. But here's the thing. I've made the executive decision that you and Seth have to switch parts today.
What?
It's only fair that someone other than Seth plays the part of the grouch today. And honestly, I'd like to see you stretch your acting wings and play something completely out of character for yourself. I'm sorry, Melissa, I can't help it.
What are you really saying?
Now, you know, I don't put on my boss hat very often. In fact, I never do. I don't own a boss hat. I don't really know what it looks like. But if I did, imagine it on my head right now. Okay.
Oh, I'm picturing a tricorn pirate hat.
Nah, it's definitely a White Sox baseball cap.
You know, it could be one of those wide flat brims hats or a fedora. Those are both kind of intimidating.
You know, he did threaten to wear a cowboy hat on WIRI. Does that count?
You know, if I had to pick a style, it's probably going to be one of those. All right, stop. You're distracting me. Darn it. You're distracting me from my job and pay attention here, okay? Switch scripts and let's move on.
All right, man.
We're way off topic and wasting time in the segment already. Are you do it? Come on.
Yes, boss.
All right.
We're delighted you're here with us today for this fun segment where everything's green.
Green?
Bah, humbug.
oh, like the Grinch green. That's why Seth, I mean, Melissa's looking so pleasant over there. Like she swallowed vinegar or something.
Exactly. The holiday time of year is wonderful. Weekends filled with family and parties and lots of food and drinks and fun. But there's always that one person, you know, who really just kind of hates this time of year.
I don't hate it. It's just a lot of foo-fum frippery, too many people, and too much drinking. I much prefer the heat of summer. If I have to be in a crowded space with a bunch of people at a party, at least there's air to enjoy.
Now, holiday parties can be a lot of fun. But if you want to be a Grinch about it, let's focus today's segment on that.
The Grinch?
Green food.
How do those even relate?
It's a stretch, but it's the best I could come up with since you're in a mood today.
I'm in the mood you put me in.
That's fair. Now, there's lots of green food. Some of it is even real.
So, we're not talking about green apple gum?
Not food.
Oh, dang it.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas is one of my favorite holiday movies and one I try to watch every year. The original 1966 version, that is. The 2000 Jim Carrey one is pretty good. I haven't seen the 2018 animated one, but it's got Benedict Cumberbatch, Pharrell Williams, and Angela Lansbury in it, so it's probably worth watching.
Pharrell Williams? You only like him because of that song, Happy.
That's probably true. I don't know anything else he's done, to be honest, but I do love that song.
There have been some recent rumors about Jim Carrey doing a Grinch 2, but those aren't true. He's got a general distaste for doing sequels. There's no creativity there. As we often say, sequels are just for the money.
Back to the food. If you want to throw a Grinch-themed Christmas party, the internet is full of Grinch-themed dessert options. On the website prettymyparty.com, Christy has 12 Grinch party food ideas you can try.
The Grinch punch does look really good. I got to try that.
And simple, too. Though it reminds me of what I thought Ecto Cooler should have looked like, yes, instead of the orange color it was.
God, I loved Ecto Cooler. It's such a vibrant green color. I could see why you would have thought Ecto Cooler should have looked like that. It's the same color as Slimer, the first ghost they caught in the Ghostbusters movies, of course.
Now, the recipe calls for lemon lime or apple Kool-Aid, pineapple juice, lemonade concentrate, Sprite, sugar, and ice. If you want to get fancy, you can dip the rim of your glass in red sugar to complete the look.
And if you want to turn it into an adult beverage, you can throw a little vodka in there.
Of course, you'd throw vodka in there.
Hey, wait a minute. Oh.
You always accuse me of drinking.
All right.
Your interpretation of me is just ridiculous. I just can't believe it.
I disagree. I think I'm playing it perfectly.
All right, that's it. I'm lowering your mics. Go ahead and try to talk right now. Go ahead. Yep. Your volumes are lower, aren't they? All right. Now keep in check here. I'm raising
them. Way to go, boss.
I'm raising them back up.
Okay, all right.
Everybody get along. Everybody get along. Sorry. Oh, okay. I lost my place.
Way to go, boss.
It's my computer. It wouldn't work with me here.
It's come on, you two. It's the top of the page.
Come on, you two. Come on. Let's get along here. Let's all work together.
All right.
Let's get back on track. Just read your lines and the new lines. Your new lines. Those.
All right.
All right.
How about this? Grinch cupcake cake. This looks like something even I could pull off.
It would be pretty easy. It just looks like you arranged the cupcakes into a diamond shape, with the top half being the Grinch's hat and the bottom his face.
So, you would need 25 cupcakes to make this. For the top half, you do a row of four with white frosting for the brim of his Santa hat. The middle two rows are red with a row of three, then two. And the single cupcake on the top is white for the puffball on the hat. The bottom is composed of all green frosting cupcakes with the widest row of five right under the hat. Each row is one less, and you end with the Grinch's chin being just two cupcakes. Add eyes with white frosting and black pupils, a dash for a nose, and a V-shaped mouth, and you have the Grinch.
Huzzah!
Cute. You know, these are all very desserty ideas, mostly using green food coloring and whatnot. Not exactly mind-blowing to just dump green food coloring on popcorn, add red M&Ms, and call it a Grinch party. Not very healthy either, I might add.
Okay, if you want something healthy, how about these Grinch kebabs? They're so cute!
I might actually be turning green. So cute!
Oh, stop being such a grouch, Grinch. These are adorable and good for you, too.
And another simple and easy thing to make. You could even get the kids on in this one. Get in on this one. They're made from with strawberries, banana slices, green grapes, and mini marshmallows. You take one of those drink spears. I prefer the swords. but whatever you have is fine. Slide the grape on the first for the body. Add the banana slice for the edge of the hat. The strawberry with the pointy side up for the hat. And the mini marshmallows on the on top to finish.
Aren't they just the cutest thing?
You know what kind of green food I like? Lima beans.
I like green apples.
Yeah, lima beans. No wonder you're no fun. You got the dullest vegetable on the planet.
Oh, you just never prepared them correctly.
Oh, really? Enlighten us, oh plebeian one.
You need to start with baby green limas. You can get them fresh or frozen, but young is best. Everything's better with bacon, and that's true with limas, too. Cook up some glorious bacon in a pan and render some of that delicious fat. You can keep the pieces in the pan or pull them out if you don't want pieces of bacon in the beans. Next, add chicken broth, your baby limas, minced garlic, onion powder, sugar, black pepper, and red pepper flakes if you like a kick. Bring it all to a boil, then cover and simmer for about 30 minutes. Taste and add salt if needed and more water or broth if it's getting low. Just enough so they stay moist and don't burn. Then cook another 30 minutes until they're nice and tender and delicious.
That's, I guess that sounds all right. I'd probably try them.
I mean, the bacon part sounds all right, but after that, I am out.
Of course you are. If bacon isn't followed by double cheeseburger, you stop listening.
How do you know?
Because I don't stop listening. I file everything away and save it for later use, as evidenced by this segment.
I feel like I should be afraid. I'm actually a little afraid right now. How are the words I'm thinking in my head suddenly appearing on my computer screen? I don't like this. I'm going. I'm out of here.
Thank you for joining us today for another segment of The Kitchen's Open. We're still looking for a sponsor. We'd love to promote your business during the beginning of the 9 o'clock hour every Monday.
Just call us at 715-424-1300, and Pam will put you in touch with the head of sales, Ashley.
And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Oh, I love that. Okay, I want
way
this
to play along.
Once a year, I want this. I want you two to switch roles. I love that.
Oh, next time it might be someone different.
Yeah, there you go.
That was fun. That was really well written. That was very well written and very fun, Melissa. And I really am desperate to act. It's really getting bad.
You didn't know he actually ran out of the room. He literally ran out of the room. He wants to act so bad.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with plenty more, but be listening every Monday right in this 9 o'clock spot for another episode of The Kitchen's Open. And we are looking for a wonderful sponsor to team up with us on this one. Mm-hmm. Melissa does an amazing job every week with this segment. Be a part of the team. Give us a call, 424-1300. Pam will put in touch with Ashley, and we'll get you on the air with us here.
All right.
We'll be back with more fun right here on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes, or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/loafiesbread.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. 32 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 22. Tomorrow, high of 28. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally Grown Radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're about to dive into a little bit of entertainment news. We got to mention Taylor Swift. I apologize if you don't like that.
That's all right.
It's probably going to be this way for a little while.
Yeah.
So Taylor is now officially the first artist with a $1 billion tour under her belt.
Wow.
The Eras Tour has grossed $1.4 billion in ticket sales to date.
Wow.
Taylor sold 4.35 million tickets to 60 shows. She also generated 200 million in merchandise sales. Elton John had the had just set the previous record. His Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour grossed 939 mil between September of 2018 and July of this year. Oh, and then there is this. The Eras tour isn't even over yet. By the time it wraps up in November, it could gross more than $2 billion.
Oh my gosh, it's going through November? Wow.
People are like using their life savings to be able to go and see her in concert.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize in order to break this record, she did four shows.
Four shows.
Yeah. Four shows and graded over $2 billion. That's how much ticket sales are now. That's how much it costs to go to a concert now.
Right, exactly.
I'm asking 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Does anybody know anybody that can afford these tickets these days?
That's a great question.
Anybody.
Does anybody know anybody who's gone to see her?
Yeah.
In concert
yeah.
during this tour?
I see these shows and they're jam-packed. There's thousands and thousands of people in there. Mm-hmm. Who could afford this? Like, how are there that many people out there that can afford to go to these
tickets.
Shows?
It's crazy.
I know I do this from time to time on the air here where you can't tell if I'm joking or not. I'm not joking right now. I'm seriously, I've been asking my students. I've asked seven different classrooms of students with multiple different people. They obviously know 100 people themselves and everything. Mm-hmm. Not one person knows anybody who has gone to one of these shows. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean just Taylor's shows. I mean like any show, any of these kind of shows.
These bigger concerts.
These bigger
yeah.
concerts mm-hmm. that cost literally like $600-$700 to just go sit in the ear bleed section.
Yeah, right.
I'm very curious. I want to hear from you guys out there. We want to know if anybody's been in any of these.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the top tours of 2023. Taylor Swift with 104 bill. Beyonce with 579 mil.
Bruce wow, that's a gap.
That's
holy
a big
God.
Gap. Whoa.
It's insane, that gap there.
Wow.
It's almost doubled.
Yeah.
Or more than doubled.
It's more than doubled,
I don't
yeah.
know. I don't mental math.
Yeah, I'm with you. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band at 3. Coldplay at 4. Harry Styles at 5.
Okay.
I stopped listening after Beyonce. So.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting. After our state and local news segment, we are going to be getting into a bunch of divisive questions.
Yeah.
We're going to have some fun with that.
Grind my teeth
already.
So have
your one-button dialing ready.
Yes. Get
yes.
ready to call up 424-2600. You can even call up now and join us because it's about that time of year for the annual debate, is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Oh, man.
In a new poll, only 26% say it is, while 50% say no, and 23% say they are not sure. In case you've forgotten, Bruce Willis also says it's not a Christmas movie. In his Comedy Central roast in 2018, he said, quote, it's a gosh darn Bruce Willis movie, so yippee-ki-yay.
I think he said gosh darn. But I am going to abstain from this. I will add anything. I have never seen Die Hard.
Okay.
So I cannot, I really can't comment on this, but I can kind of referee. Can. So
I am astonished.
When it comes
you
to,
have never seen this
me
movie
too.
Set.
Me too, Melissa. And I think he said this last year too.
I think I probably did. Yeah,
I'm still astonished. Yeah. It's been a whole year, Seth. What were you doing?
Not watching Die Hard.
Yippee-ki-yay. When it comes to deciding or not, not a movie is Christmas. Yahoo UK created a simple two-question test.
Two questions.
That's pretty simple.
Number one, does watching the film at any other time of year feel weird? If no, then it's not a Christmas movie. And two, if you take Christmas out of the movie, does it still make sense? If yes, then it's not a Christmas movie.
So, fascinating.
I like that, actually. I think that's really simple and pretty cool.
That's not a bad test, yeah.
And obvious. Very
true.
Obvious. I love these kind of things when we can have fun with them. Fun debating to me is one of the integral parts of human connection and talking and conversating. We all don't always want to get along. Sometimes we like to debate with each other and everything. But there are some people that always have to take things way too far.
Right.
And unfortunately, that is even true for this list of people like this. So, I don't know if Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not, but I do think that that's a great way to find out if a movie is a Christmas
movie. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So besides Die Hard, I have a
list. No, before we move on from Die Hard, I just have to say it's a Christmas movie for me because this is the only time of year I ever watch it.
Oh. Oh, so there you go. All right.
I knew you had something, Mel. I was wondering what I was gonna go to it.
Kevin had to join the conversation.
No, so. and no, you never have to apologize for Kevin.
Yes.
And I knew you'd have something good, and you're so right about that. That was a good way to put it.
That's a nice way. Yeah, I agree.
See, and because I think, like, for me, I'm on the other end of it.
Yeah.
I've watched Die Hard. I couldn't tell you the last time I watched it. It's been a couple of years, but I used to watch it all the time. In fact, when a new one would release, I'd go watch the original and then watch the new one.
Okay.
I love Die Hard. I love those movies. I'm a big, big Bruce Willis fan, man. And I never really thought of it as a Christmas movie. And I, around this time of year, even when I was younger, didn't have a whole lot of time to watch movies. So if I did, it was usually a Christmas movie. And, mm-hmm. and I didn't think of Die Hard as one. I love the idea of how Melissa has taken this in. And I'm guessing, Melissa, you got to this movie. Like, I watched it when I was a kid. I'm guessing you got to it a little bit later. And I don't know if that plays Probably. Into it or not, but it's interesting. There's no wrong answer here. That's the other fun part of these things.
Exactly.
Yeah, look, however you feel about this one, it's not going to change the world. There's, you know,
it's a very subjective question. It is.
So besides Die Hard, here's a list from ScreenRant.com of other debatable Christmas movies.
All right.
Let's get into these. So number one, Gremlins from 1984.
Right. Takes place during Christmas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I actually think Gremlins is... I don't think either of these necessarily are Christmas movies, mm-hmm. per se. But if to me, Gremlins is closer to a Christmas movie than Die Hard.
Christmas plays a bigger part, I think, in Gremlins. That's, I think I'm with you on that one. That yeah. Way. Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. There you go.
Mean Girls at number two.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Yeah. Of course, I've never seen it.
Movie? Yeah, yeah.
What? I've seen it, but I don't even remember Christmas in it. So I'd say no.
I love the play. I love the movie. Some of the best acting I've seen. And I think it's an incredibly important piece. But I can't. I think if you are marketing this as a Christmas movie, the worst Christmas movie ever might be Rent.
Oh my God! Like, there's a Christmas party. It's like one of the big stage pieces in it. Yeah, when so they have a party, but
that part I get. But I don't
still
think Rent's a hard one. It's a hard watch.
Around Christmas time. I'm thinking no.
I do encourage everybody to see it if you haven't.
Oh, it's excellent.
But not this time of year. Maybe. Number four on the other side of this, Batman Returns. So we go the silly route now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, nothing says Christmas like Michelle Pfeiffer in a leather cat suit. Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, I don't know. That's somebody's Merry Christmas.
Probably.
I have a strong disagreement with you on this one, Seth. I have a very strong disagreement with you. I'm not going to be helpful on that one. I love all the Batman movies. I'm a sucker for them and everything. Nice. Danny DeVito as the Penguin. I mean, God, it's awesome.
Still, yeah.
Christmas does play a big part in the movie.
It's true.
And it would be hard to pull it away just because, and this is so bad that I know this, but Cobblepot comes out of the water and all that stuff and everything because it's Christmas time.
That's right.
And so it is kind of an integral part of it a little bit, although I wouldn't imagine that most people think of it as a Christmas movie. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone from 2001.
Oh.
Oh, Christmas plays a part in it.
Yeah, in the middle of the film.
I would say a big part.
Yeah, that's true.
A big part. Harry's left home. He's one of the few kids.
Doesn't go home, right.
Left at Hogwarts because of that. Yeah.
And
I could see that, I guess.
Big stuff happens in that time that he's stuck there.
But it's also... Any time of year is a good time of year to watch the first Harry Potter movie.
So
and in my opinion, the only one worth watching.
Mm. Ooh.
I like the first one the best. Otherwise, the books.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nothing against any of those actors.
Yep.
They just get too dark. The screens are too dark. You can't see what's going on.
No, that actually is a problem that they've been trying to work on since that. Many have heard during Game of Thrones. I almost called it Gang of Thrones.
Gang of Thrones.
I
haven't seen that one. That sounds good.
Actually, a better title for it.
The hip hop version of Game of Thrones.
Oh, dude.
Stars Method Man.
Yeah.
And Red Man.
See, too bad Funny or Die isn't around anymore. Yeah. That'd be perfect for them.
Oh, yeah, that'd be really good. I got some. I think I got some there. Edward Scissorhands from 1990.
Wow, Christmas does.
I'd say yes.
That one plays a very big part in that movie. Yeah.
It's the whole ending. It takes place on Christmas. Mm-hmm. I actually think that...
That one's got a better argument than all the other ones we've talked about.
I'm pretty sure on network TV, they used to be played all the time
around
this time of year, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely think Edward Scissorhands is a Christmas movie. I think now, but here's the catch though: if I watch it in June, I'm not going to feel that weird about it.
True.
So I don't know if it's. You got some gray area here with.
Yeah,
this.
It's true.
Iron Man 3.
Okay.
I haven't seen it.
No, I would say not. I mean, there's a fun joke that they have the giant bear, which is hilarious. Yes. That's a fun part of it. But you have to know the filmmaker on this one. That was done by Shane Black. Mm-hmm. All of Shane Black's movies take place during Christmas for some reason.
Yeah, I've never heard a reason why.
No.
I've never heard him say.
Last Boy Scout.
Gosh, I love the Last Boy Scout.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. I mean, they all have something to do with Christmas, and I don't know why.
I never really thought about it. He's one of my favorite directors, I think. And both those movies you just mentioned, I'll watch them right now. I love both of those movies. Not a Christmas
But I wouldn't say they're Christmas movies,
No. And number 8, Catch Me If You Can, from 2002.
Oh, wow. I've never seen that one. So
was that with Leonardo DiCaprio and the airplanes?
Tom Hanks, yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Tom Hanks.
That's the one, but it's actually based on a true story about the greatest, arguably the greatest counterfeiter in human history.
I forget his name, but yeah, the actual guy, yeah.
I think, that's one of those movies I don't recommend a lot of stuff. I would recommend that movie to somebody. That is such a well-written, acted, directed movie. I think it's some of the best work from Leo and Tom. I think it's some of the best work from any of them. It's a really good piece. It is not a Christmas movie. It is not a Christmas movie.
But let's be real here, yes.
Does anybody have any honorable mentions outside the lines? Anything they want to throw out there? Because I want to throw Better Off Dead out there. The wonderful 85 classic from John Cusack.
Oh my gosh. That's a weird movie.
It's a weird. Oh my god, I love that movie so much, so much. It's so weird. It's there was both of those: One Hot Crazy Summer and Better Off Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Both insanely weird movies. Mm-hmm. God, I love them. I love those movies.
Formative movies for James.
Yes, very.
I don't know. I'm guessing, so pretty much universally at this point, Home Alone is considered a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it's not even on that list, so I'm guessing that is considered a Christmas movie. Okay.
Right. Well, because it takes place during Christmas.
And it's
the whole thing is around Christmas.
The plot hinges around them leaving for Christmas. I think, I think that
and
totally.
And spending Christmas alone.
Exactly.
It's a Monday. That means Muppets. Muppet heads.
Muppets.
Nicely.
Hey-o.
Oh, well done. I didn't know you had that, didn't you? That was good. Do this wonderful podcast with my daughter Bria, and we release a new episode every month, Muppet Monday. Wherever you get your podcasts, encourage you to go check it out. If you're a YouTuber, get on there, subscribe to the page, just type into your search bar "What the Muppet" and it'll pop right up. Thank you so much for supporting local artists like you do. We've got a lot of great people that have been doing that out there. And a shout out to Bria Hoyt. I gotta get used to saying that. Bria Hoyt. Bria works so dang hard on this and does an amazing job with it. We appreciate her doing that work. Again, What the Muppet out there right now for you. Go ahead and check it out. This week's episode, Cranktorious.
Great.
For those that don't know, this is an improv kind of thing we do. Mm-hmm. We just pull a Muppet out of a hat. We don't know which one it's going to be.
That's right.
And we don't. We decided early on. We actually had a real strong debate about this. Do we give the name of the Muppet away in the title or not? So Bria thought it'd be fun if we kind of hinted or teased to it. Cranktorious, I feels like almost tells you who it's going to be. Possibly there's not too many cranky Muppets.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I love the title. Great job with the title, Bria. Nice work. Bria and locally here, we can do this too and embarrass him because Seth titles all of our pods here for the morning shows and everything. Both of you are so good at this. I would spend so much time just sitting there, what the title is. I got work piling up and I'm still trying to think of a title for the first hour of the morning show.
Yep.
You guys just knock them out.
If I can think of a very obscure reference, I will put it on there. No one will know what it is, but at least I'll know. I'll know.
Go ahead and check out What the Muppet, everybody. Appreciate you. And check out your small screen tonight. You got Monday Night Football, New York Giants hosting the Green Bay Packers. Going to be a pretty big one around here. And the Miami Dolphins hosting the Tennessee Titans on ESPN. Doubleheader. The Voice has got their live semifinal performance. The Price is Right at night is on both of those at 7. And part of the reason I'm doing this, one, the Packers are playing, and two, Barry Manilow's A Very Barry Christmas, 9 o'clock on NBC tonight.
Oh.
Barry Manilow, still doing it, man.
Counter programming. I love it. I love it. I'm not going to watch it, but I love it. Yeah.
I think that's awesome. I think that is
Go
awesome.
Barry. Go, Barry.
Go, Barry. Yep. Keep doing your thing, Mr. Manilow. We'll take a break. We'll get to some state and local news. We'll come back, and we're going to go over some more divisive questions coming up on the morning show.
That's what we do.
It's a Monday. It's on the morning show at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One of the University of Wisconsin regents who voted against a deal to trade employee pay raises for a freeze on diversity staffing says it would have sold out minority students for millions of dollars. Governor Evers was also critical of the deal.
The budget was passed. Let's get the money out. Let's let people get a raise. This idea that somehow we're going to go back and forth and back and forth, I find it really quite obnoxious.
Evers was on WISN-TV's Upfront program. Gasoline prices are falling across Wisconsin. AAA says the statewide average for regular was $2.85 a gallon on Saturday, down a penny from Friday. Prices are lower in Janesville and Beloit, where gas is now $2.77 a gallon. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Rudolph Country Christmas saw hundreds of visitors on Saturday. The annual event began in 2002 and is probably the busiest day of the year for the Rudolph Post Office. Visitors come from all over to have their holiday cards hand-stamped with Rudolph, home of the Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer stamp. Becky Trebatowski from the Post Office said they estimate 12,000 to 18,000 cards and letters will be hand-canceled during the one-day event. If you missed it, you can still get the unique postmark by special request before the end of the year. The Wood County Sheriff's Department joins the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over holiday campaign. It begins this Friday and continues through New Year's Day. The campaign works to prevent impaired driving crashes and ensures everyone can celebrate safely. Sheriff Sean Becker said the goal is to save lives and make sure everyone makes it home for the holidays. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30, where we will be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 32 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 22. Tomorrow, high of 28. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop.
How perfect is that?
Too perfect.
It's awesome.
Happy birthday, Peggy.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Hope you're enjoying your day, miss. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the song. Thank you for entertaining us. We appreciate you.
Good stuff.
We have got to get into this, everybody, and we are stretching out here, okay? We will clear the court and let you have some room. 424-2600. Get ready to call 715-424-2600. We're getting into a little bit of a divisive questions. We're going to get this out of our system. Get it out of our system so that, you know, Christmas comes around and we're not having these discussions.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
These questions are always fun because there's no wrong answer. Or is there? No, there is no wrong answer. More than 25,000 people took on an online poll on some of the world's most controversial questions. And see if you agree or not. And keep in mind, again, there are no wrong answers here, okay? Except for if they think something you don't. No,
except for whatever Seth says.
Nice. Well, at least you have a nice benchmark to go by. Yeah, that's you know, true. That's sure. That makes it easier.
You need that bar. You need that bar.
You do.
You know. First up, a blood blister. Do you pop it or just let it pop on its own? That's not really on here. I just have one.
You have a blood blister.
I have one, and I haven't had one in a long time.
Are those so annoying? Like one of the most annoying things ever.
Yeah. So weird.
Yeah.
I think you're not supposed to medically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just in case for infection. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But they're still painful.
It sucks. It just sucks.
Sometimes where they're located, you can't help but they pop on their own.
It's right on my middle finger.
Exactly.
It's in the worst finger it could be on.
Because you always get them on your fingers because that's where you pinch, right, when you get them. Yeah. And then it's always like you try to do something. It's like, I got this thing on my hand.
My dad used to call them scarecrow hands, my hands, because I got these really big hands. Bria's door lead out of her house, it catches. You got to really shove it in there.
Oh.
And I've had this happen my whole life because of these big dang hands I've got. My fingers get caught in car doors and things. My whole life, my hands have just been destroyed over my life.
James, moving forward, you can only open doors and close them with your feet.
Yeah, from now on, that's it. Well, I got 12s for feet, so I mean they are about as big as hands. I should be able to actually do that.
James, why are you taking off your shoe to open the door? What do you think?
God, what are you a weirdo? You open them with your hands?
Obviously,
this is a new hip way of doing it. Let's actually get into the actual questions. So, does a straw have one hole or two? 61% said one, 39% said two, one on each end.
Oh, wow.
If you have a straw with two holes, you got a defunct straw. Yeah.
So the actual answer, according to science, is one hole.
Yep. It's just one long hole. Yeah, right. Yeah.
One long hole.
Yep. That's a good one to ask kids. Like
make them think.
The electricity's out. You got no board games or whatever. Like, you want to keep the kids busy? Give them that one to chew on for a little while.
Man, my oldest is at this stage now where he loves to, you know, give us facts that he's learned. You know, that kind of thing. Yes. Hey, did you know that kind of thing? I'm gonna stump him with that one today. I'm gonna get him with that one.
No, this I would love to do this at a drive-thru. So you get a straw, and we've all had this happen to us, where you know you put it in your drink and you start sucking, and there's a hole somewhere above the level of the soda. So you're not getting any soda.
Nothing's
so drive around the fast food place back up to the window. My straw has two holes. See what happens.
Yes, that would be good. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. They have on here the discussion we just had is Die Hard a Christmas movie? It takes place on Christmas Eve, but 55% said no.
Oh, okay.
So we can move on from
there.
You go.
Yes.
Is a hot dog a sandwich? It's meat between bread, but 81% said no.
Really? So then what is it? If it's not a sandwich, what is it?
Hot dog, diggity dog.
It's meat.
You know,
bread.
This is a blast from the past, but the taco, is taco a sandwich thing? That's an all-time great discussion.
It's handheld food.
Okay, handheld food, really?
Yeah.
That could be any number of things. That's too vague.
Exactly.
Too vague for me. Yeah.
Well, so is sandwich.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Sandwiches. Everybody knows what sandwiches are.
But what about a sandwich?
Do they think that it's a hot dog? That's the question.
That's a very circular argument there. Love it.
What's the best day of the week? Saturday got 46% of the vote. Friday close second with 37. Monday was voted the worst day of the week.
What? So, does anyone have anyone other opinions here? Mine is Wednesday is my least favorite day of the week. I always say because it's not going anywhere and it's not going to anything. So it's just in the middle, just there.
Going
you know?
Anywhere to anything.
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah. It's just there, you know?
It's like the last week in November. It's just there. It's just there and it doesn't really do anything and nobody really does anything.
You know, it's true.
It depends on what I'm doing. But I don't know how you can say that Wednesday is the worst day of the week, Seth. Wings Wednesday? Come on.
Well,
it's the best day of the
wings
week.
Wings would make it better. I'm not doubting that. So,
I think this changes almost week to week for me. You know, some weeks
it depends on what you got going on.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. The day itself really doesn't play.
If you had to generalize, I would say let's make it a little more, put a finer point on it, and say the best time of any week is that time on Friday as soon that one moment you leave work.
Yeah.
Or if you're
in the whole weekend's ahead of you.
Exactly. And that's when it starts, that Friday night. So, or if you're in school.
Except for these weekends coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just going to say, with the caveat knowing that you don't have to be back in the building for a couple of days.
Exactly.
Like, just 24 hours, even. Just a day. Just a day. I've had this joke with my mom and dad since they both retired. You know, hey, it's the weekend, guys. You know, I know you're really looking forward to it. So we laugh and everything. I really think it's like that, though, for me. I don't. Some weeks it's a Wednesday. Some weeks it's Friday.
So, there you go.
You know, that's the worst day. And sometimes it's the opposite for that for the best day of the week, too.
Sure.
Does pineapple belong on a pizza? Even split
if
here.
If you like it.
Even split here, 50-50.
Really?
Yeah. I actually find encouragement in that.
I have to right now give a big shout out to my good friend Jill Nadeau, who if you if you have to listen to another radio station, you should listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Mm-hmm. Jill is the producer on the Larry Mueller Show. You've heard her fill in many times.
She's so good.
And she is a person who brought me back to theater and all this stuff. She's a wonderful person. Her favorite pizza, pineapple and black olives.
Whoa.
And I've had it, and I'm not a big black olive fan. It works.
Oh.
It actually works.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's crazy, but, man, it's okay. I can handle it.
I wonder if it's sometimes like, and not with her, but like a scenario like that where a person like does something like that because they think, well, nobody's going to, this is all mine now.
Yeah,
nobody else is going to want it. And then they end up liking it. Then they end up actually liking it. It seems like a really good, I wish I'd have thought of this as a poor kid growing up. And I just like done this kind of thing. No, I'd have had more food.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Do you want my pineapple? And what are you doing?
But I went the other way. I was too picky. I was way too picky. Which brownie is better? Edge piece or middle piece? Another close one, Edge barely wins with 51% of the vote. Those 49% of people are crazy. Obviously, the Edge is better.
James falls on this one.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what type of brownie we're talking. Are we talking?
Come on.
Chewy, fuzzy, or cakey?
Melissa, it all depends. It all depends. Man, she just can't come up and say it.
If it wasn't me saying that, Seth, you're just sad because you didn't come up with it first. Nice.
That's very, very true. no, you said that recently, James, about this.
You got to go with your favorite brownie. My favorite is chewy, and it's got to be an Edge piece.
Okay, so you're both Edge piece. Actually, I don't mind either way. Edges are good. I'll take it, but the middle ones are good too. So
pizza,
well, of
brownies,
course, they're all good.
Bread. I don't care what we're talking about. Give me the end. Give me the heel. I want it on anything.
James likes the butts.
I do. It's not. In my defense, I spent a lot of money and a lot of time in school studying and getting a PhD in bootyology. I want to use it. I want to use it where I can. I'm still paying off.
As long as he's not
debts.
The butt of the joke.
God, man, we're getting to some dangerous territory here. I don't know.
I want to go to commercial break so bad on that joke. Oh, that was so good.
We're not done yet, though. We're not done yet.
We got a couple more. Like, could Jack have fit on the door at the end of Titanic? 79% think he could.
Yes. I believe
James Cameron has said that he could have.
Yes.
I screamed that at my TV screen through that whole scene.
And
six scenes.
And the science has backed this up, that he could have fit on there, especially if they had MacGyvered Rose's life jacket with him. I don't know what I'm saying because I've never
You've
seen
never
it.
Seen
I'm just
it.
Really don't, reading what's in front of me.
Don't worry about it. It's obvious. And like I said, James Cameron has said, yeah. We did it for the story. We just kept them off because of the story. But yeah.
I love the meme that's flying around with Rose on the door with all of her plants. I'm sorry.
There's no
Jack,
room for you.
Don't. There's no room for you because I have to save my plants.
I like the idea of him, like, he asking her, hey, you got a room up there? I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. No, I got to be able to stretch. I don't know how long I'm going to be on this raft. I got to be able to stretch out. I'm going to need that room over there in the corner. That's
if you're on, we'll be deeper in the water and I'll be colder. So I mean,
my mud room is going to be over here. My mud room's going to be over here. The kitchen table's going to be over. I just got no room, Jack. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
PlayStation or Xbox? PlayStation got 60% of the vote, 44 Xbox.
Yes.
Really?
PlayStation all the way, baby.
Wow. I'm surprised it's that big of a gap, actually. Yeah, yeah. That's interesting.
I'm with you, Melissa. I'm a big PlayStation guy. I like PlayStation. Mm-hmm. Is cereal soup? Only 6% said yes.
Soup?
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
The definition of soup is a little wonky then.
Only people whose only soup in their diet is gazpacho can call cereal soup.
Ugh. Yeah, and then I question their taste. Yeah, and yes, yeah. I really do. Oh, boy.
I'm not sure about that one. Okay. I think that sometimes there's somebody just sitting there looking for a way to, like, how can I make people crazy? let's do this.
You know, although if it's better to bring up questions like this at your family gatherings if you want arguments versus, you know, religion or politics.
Yeah, it's more fun, at least. Yeah. Oh, I got one I just thought of. Going back to pizza again. The triangle slice or the square slice? Nice. Cutting. Nice. How do you cut the pizza? Which way is better to cut
depends
the pizza?
Depends on how big the pizza is.
I guess that has something to do with it, because it depends on something all the time.
Hey, if it's a rectangle pizza, which is how my mom always made homemade pizza, mm-hmm. you can't cut that into triangles.
No, you have to do squares, yeah.
We got to go to break, but we got to take a call before that. Good morning. You're on the show.
You guys... Cereal could be a soup because it's liquid.
Kevin, no!
It's got a point.
No, I'm not buying it.
You got the milk?
No, sorry.
Tell your kids they're getting soup for breakfast and serve them cereal and see what they say.
Oh, please do that. Oh, God, I wish my kids were little. Oh, I'd do that in a heartbeat. Oh, just to see the looks on their faces.
Oh, Lordy.
That's a good one. Hey, we appreciate you, sir. Thanks for calling. You have a great morning.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You too, man. You too. Best listeners in radio.
Oh, love our callers.
Best listeners in radio. Take a quick break. We'll come back and have some fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at HelpNoKidHungry.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Highs around 32 this afternoon under overcast skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 22. Sunny skies tomorrow, 28. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Joy to the world.
See, you'd be great bassist on. Yeah.
It's the only part I could do. You got to really stick your jaw to do it.
Yeah, you do.
Welcome back to the morning show. Are we on the air? Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great one out there. Got to get to a That Ain't Right story here real quick. All right. And this is an interesting one. If the person you're with texts and says, "Can we talk?" Today, brace yourself today. If it's today, brace yourself.
Okay.
December 11th was dubbed Breakup Day back in 2008 after someone analyzed Facebook status updates and found a ton of people break up exactly 2 weeks before Christmas.
Ooh.
It also found that there tend to be more breakups on Mondays in general, so the 11th is a double whammy this year.
Mondays in general.
Experts think that there is a few reasons for it. The holidays are stressful. You might be having second thoughts about the person meeting your family. Having a surprising number of us will break up just to get out of buying someone a gift.
That's sad. Ooh. So sad.
I mean, that's okay when you're 14.
Yeah,
when you're an adult, you need to stop doing that.
Turning the calendar also represents a fresh start for a lot of people, so if things aren't going well, it might feel like a natural time to cut your losses and move on. The day of the year, the day of the year you're least likely to get dumped is Christmas Day, because it's just cruel.
That would be mean.
But don't assume you're safe if you make it to December 25th.
Don't assume you're safe.
Jeez. Making it sound like it's a horror movie or something
cynical.
Like that.
Cynical, wow.
If your relationship is that rocky, then maybe you need to have some conversations.
Bria's mom broke up with me on Christmas Eve.
Oh,
yeah, I'm just saying. Like, oh,
no.
It can happen.
You're never safe, people.
Yep. Never.
Just take this to heart.
All of a sudden we turned love and romance into a horror movie. Like, you're always waiting for them. A poll found that some of us also avoid breakups this time of year, so we're not alone for the holidays.
Mm.
But on the 26th, the breakups will start trending upward again and peaking again in March. They don't peak again until March.
Okay. Wow.
So, make it through these couple of days, you're all right until March.
Fascinating.
That ain't right,
unless
man.
You're James.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Then all bets are off.
He's out. He's the outlier in everything.
It really feels like it. I think it's pretty obvious what the "that ain't right" part of this is. The idea that you would break up with somebody for one just because, like, the family thing. Not breaking up with them, but I can understand that being stressful.
Right, right.
But just because you don't want to get him a gift, like, you don't deserve to be with somebody, man.
That's lame.
That's rough.
Somebody doing that does not understand what it's like to be single. Like,
I guess not,
because at any point in human history, especially right now in being single, like, it ain't easy, man. That's rough out there. Talk to single people. They will tell you. Hang on to the love of the people you love. Hang on to them. Make it work. Figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm joking. But but seriously, like, it is a little bit it is like one of the most distasteful things I feel like I've ever said on the air. People breaking up with people 2 weeks exactly before Christmas just to avoid getting them a gift. I need a palate cleanser so bad, like an actual real one. I'm not just saying.
He has a literal bad taste in his mouth.
So here, James, these are the tongue scrapers I got you for Christmas.
Thank you very much, Melissa.
You're welcome.
That's very nice of you. Notice, Seth, you didn't get me any.
Tongue scrapers? Sounds really
Make sure to join us from 3 to 4 today and every Monday for Playmakers, brought to us by our great friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Today's going to be a fun show. We kick off the beginning of the show with our good friend from the Rafters. Taylor's going to be with us. Looking forward to that.
Nice.
We'll be talking with him.
We got some exciting stuff coming up here in January.
Hot stove season, baby. It's hot stove season. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be talking with him about that. And we got plenty more to get into as well and we may have Coach Peckham joining us today.
That'd be nice.
Hey.
Looking forward to that. Otherwise, it's going to be Ohtani talk. We're going to be talking about that a lot, Seth.
The $700 million that he is now going to make over the next 10 years.
Biggest contract in sports, one of the biggest, if not the biggest sport contract,
I believe,
in
it is
history.
Now the biggest one.
We'll be talking about that and plenty
all
more
sports.
And we got some local things going on we want to talk about too, Seth.
Yes, we do. Today, over at Rams, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School, they have a band concert for the 7th and 8th graders. It starts at 6 o'clock, and it's in the auditorium. And then tomorrow, the 7th and 8th grade orchestras will be performing at 6 o'clock, same place, in the Rams Auditorium. And then on Thursday, we've got the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade choirs. They will be performing their holiday concert, and that's, again, December 14th. All of these start at 6. They're all at the Rams Auditorium.
And the Nakusa School District going on today, Alexander Middle School in Nakusa a high school band concert. It's happening at 7 o'clock today in the high school auditorium. And then on Tuesday, you can check out at 6:30 grades K-12, K-2 at 7:45 grades 3 through 5. They're a bit split up because of how well attendance is for the K-5 concerts. Mm-hmm. This will take place in the Dorothy Alexander Auditorium at the middle high school. And again, that is at 6:30 and then at 7:45.
All right.
Support these kids. Go to these shows. Yeah. We all remember what it was like to see a bunch of adults.
Oh,
in there.
It's great.
They love seeing you there.
Yes, they do.
And be listening tomorrow. We're going to give you a hint about that mischievous merchant elf.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and a chance to win that handbasket.
Yes.
That's coming up tomorrow. We'll have that for you. We'll also have a bunch of other fun things lined up for you tomorrow. It's going to be a good show. Melissa and I will tag team it with you, and we'll have some good times and fun. Mm-hmm. Wanted to also mention our opening guests for Midday Magazine tomorrow. I pulled the wrong
sheet. Get the right sheet there. There you go.
Tomorrow from 3 to 4, Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce's Lacey Ayling going to join us in part one. And in part two, let's talk real estate with Coal Banker Seward Realtors. Lindsay Scheider going to join us. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a really fun one.
Good stuff.
You guys have yourselves a great day. Good show today. Great Kitchens Open segment. Melissa, have a good one.
Yes, it was.
Thanks.
It was nice being you
great.
For a little
have
while.
Have a great day, guys. Yeah, it was fun being you too, Seth.
We'll be back.
Humbug.